Hi, hello, it's me, Jay. I am kind of sorry, or sorry, let me say this. I'm really sorry, because I haven't recorded for you in a few days, and the reason why is honestly because I've been really exhausted the last couple days. I haven't been really sleeping well lately. So I haven't been able to sleep many hours at a time. So I feel really exhausted throughout my days, you know, like going to work and doing classwork and all that. So I've been finding it really hard to do things other than things that I'm required to do and nap. But today I got a full 7.5 hours of sleep. So I'm really pumped up. I'm really happy, and I'm also really happy because I have received not one, not two, but three packages for myself. Two of them are envelopes, technically. And they are from Sticky Club. So this is gonna sound like a sponsorship. It's not. I've just gotten these things from Sticky Club. It's genuinely not a sponsorship. I just wanted to buy them. But basically, Sticky Club had Sticky. Okay, let me explain. Sticky Club, kind of like how the name suggests, is a sticker subscription service, where every month there are three packs that you could receive. There's a cute pack, a pop pack, and a vintage pack, I believe. Yes, I think so. Anyway, so those are the three packs, and in there's a bunch of sticker sheets. There's little goodies, like a bunch of stationery stuff, some patches sometimes, you know, like little cute things. And I really like them. Also, I really need to drink some water right now, so please excuse me. You should also drink water. Water is good for you. But yes, so I have the two envelopes for cute and for vintage, for March 2020. Or wait, no, it's 2021. For March 2021, I have them in my drawer. Oh, I didn't. Oh, okay, hold on. I have them in my drawer. They're here. They're in my hand. I could do like a little like ooh, is that little, you get the point. They're two envelopes. And so I'm going to be opening them, and I guess this is like a little reaction situation, even though you can't see what I'm opening. But that's fine, I guess. Yes, and while I open these, I will tell you about how obsessed I am with stationery. 'Cause honestly, it's like a problem. I'll be real. I have a paper cutter. And yeah, I'm just gonna slowly open this. So all right, so I was gonna talk. So basically I'm not obsessed with stick. Oh my god, there's like an angry strawberry kitty patch. Oh, that's so cute. Oh my gosh. I'll send you a picture of it. It's so cute. Oh my gosh, that's adorable. Oh man. Oh, buddy. There's little notepad papers. Here are the stickers. Oh, right. I should have mentioned also. So there's a theme for each pack, of like sticker sheets and stuff. And this week's theme or is it, sorry, this month's theme for the Q pack is mint or pink and mint, the two colors. Usually it's like a theme. Like for example, the last pack I got was it was either the March or the April of 2020 pack. It was the cute pack and it was ocean themed. I also have it in this drawer. I don't know if I can get to it right now though, but I will try. No, it seems like it's not. Oh, here it is. Yes. Yeah, that theme was called Under the Sea. But yeah, no, so this is the new cute pack, and or like this year's cute pack, if I got the March one last year. I'm not sure when I got this one last year. It doesn't say on like the, there's like a little label that it comes with, and it does not say on the label, which, you know, it would be smart to add that, but I don't work at Sticky Club. So I should also explain. Okay, so it comes in a, like, basically, okay, so there's these things called like 6-hole binders, okay? And as the name suggests, there's like little files, you can kind of hear it. It's like a plastic kind of file situation, and you can put it in a 6-ring binder. There's like 3 at the top and 3 at the bottom, and that's how it goes, right? So these all come in like a binder insert, which is made of plastic. There's like 3 pockets on the front and 1 big pocket in the back for all the sticker sheets, like the full sticker sheets. And in the front, there's like the little goodies tucked in like the corner, little pockets. But yes, so the cute pack is the pink and mint one. And then we have the vintage pack. Ooh, but I haven't opened that one yet. So we will wait and see. Oh, I mean, I already know what the theme is because I bought it and they email you what the theme is. But I'm going to pretend like I don't know for the air of dramatism. Okay. Anyways, yes, that. Oh, these stickers are so cute. Oh, these are adorable. Oh my god, these are adorable. There's like a sticker sheet that's full of like strawberry items, like a strawberry umbrella and strawberry boots and a strawberry teacup and what's the tea pourer called? It's not a kettle though. It's like the thing that you put the brew tea in to pour into other cups, like in a tea set. I'm a little teapot. Okay, it's a teapot. Short and stout. He is my handle. Here is my spout. I think that's how it goes. I don't know. but yes. There's a little cute things. I realize this is not very helpful because I am doing this, I'm opening these, and you can't see any of it, but I promise it is super cute. I'm really excited because this is like a pink and mint themed, and pink and mint is such a cute color combination. First of all, let's just agree on that. Pink and mint, yes please. Okay, second of all, it is really nice because all of these things are like cohesive, not in terms of like a theme, but in terms of like color scheme, because I actually pen pal a lot. You know, it's funny, this is an audio pen pal to you, my baby, but I actually also pen pal people, like actually. So this will be very helpful in that endeavor. And that's actually one of the main reasons why I get, I don't get this, I don't actually have a subscription to the subscription situation. Like, I ordered one, basically, like, only for this month, because I saw what the packs were, and I thought they were adorable. I thought they were so pretty. I thought, like, the... Because they... Sticky Club sends you, like, a little sneak peek email. And it was just so cute. It was adorable. Oh, that wasn't a great sound. Sorry. That was me opening the vintage envelope. So cute. Okay, so this one, the theme is lavender and honey. It's so cute because I love purple. I don't think it's a secret. I adore purple and I love gold as well. And I think purple and yellow is just such a cute combination, especially like purple and gold. I think it's just such an adorable combination. And I do love honey because I love bees and I love like the honeycomb like pattern, like the hexagon. I just think it's so pretty. My favorite mob in Minecraft is the bee because they're just so cute. And yes, I choose the bees over the pandas. I know the pandas are adorable as well, but no, the bees are cute. The bees are literally the bee's knees when it comes to the not hostile mob. Well, I mean, I guess they are hostile if you attack them, but the mobs of Minecraft. Oh man, these are so adorable. I'm so happy I have these. Oh man. Oh, and like the... Okay, so these are the two envelopes, right? And I will make so many pen pals with these. I'm so excited. But the big thing is I pre-ordered the Hanami Stationery Collection. I will be real. I'm not that cultured, but I'm pretty sure the Hanami, like Hanami is like the word for when you go and watch the cherry blossoms, like cherry blossom season. I probably should look this up actually. Hold on, let me just Hanam. Oh, I cannot type. This is fine. Hanami. Oh, and of course, my laptop is super slow, so it is frozen. Okay, that's sweet. So basically, it's like cherry blossom themed. And I saw the promo pictures for this, and I thought it was adorable. Okay, pink is such a cute color. I know. I represent Team Purple, but... Oh, excuse me there. But I think that purple... Or sorry, I think that pink is just such a cute color as well. You can never go wrong with a little pink in your life, to be honest. So I have the box right. Ooh, that's my bowl with watermelon in it. Earlier today, I cut up some watermelon for myself, and I never fully finished it. Because I was full. So I saved it on my desk. I was like, you know what? While I'm like doing stuff, I might feel like eating it again. Yeah, it comes in such a pretty box. Okay, I will be honest. Actually, I've already opened this up. Because it was just so cute. Oh my gosh. I am a little annoyed though. Okay, so this is gonna be a rant. And I'm sorry. But... Basically, what happened was I pre-ordered this back in like the beginning of January, I believe. That is when I pre-ordered. I am wrong. I pre-ordered this in February, I believe. Either end of January or February, okay? And I know that because when I pre-ordered this collection, I also ordered the March letters, and you can only get the March letters, you can only start buying the March ones after the February ones are like closed for like buying more, because like they have to like they can't just like make a billion, then like they make them basically to order, I think. I don't know. But anyway, so like I think at the end of January was like the end of like the cutoff where you can buy the February one. So it was like the last few days of January or like the beginning of February. I bought the Hanami collection. I pre-ordered it. And I had my eyes on this for since December when they first released promo pictures for it. I wanted to pre-order it then, but I had no money, so I didn't. but I decided to get it now, or I decided to get it like in February, because I had a little bit of change saved up, and honestly, I just wanted to treat myself because this semester has not been the kindest to me in terms of schoolwork, and I have been getting more stressed at work, like where I make my money. I just wanted some joy in my life, okay? Don't judge me, okay? So I bought this set and it's so pretty. Oh my god, but it took so long to get here. Oh my god. Okay, listen. I had such troubles with this. And I know. Right now, shipping is really whack. And, like, obviously, like, the post cannot guarantee that you'll get a certain item by a certain time. Because, obviously, we're in the middle of a pandemic. And I, you know, it's not fair for me to expect the same length of time that it would normally take something to reach me during this, like, right now, during, like, the pandemic. Because, like, you know, a lot of post offices are closed or they have reduced staff. A lot more people are buying things in online because they don't want to go in person. So, at least, like, a lot more packages that need to be sorted and everything. Like, I understand that this was going to take a while to get here. I did not anticipate this taking, I kid you not, 2 months basically to get here. Because I ordered this like in the last couple days where you could pre-order this set. And I'm pretty sure anyways. This set came out in February, and mid-February, I think they launched it, like, they gave it to everyone. One of my best friends, who lives halfway across the country, they got it no problem, a few weeks ago. I did not get my package for so long, and I know that this makes me sound so entitled. I promise you, I understand that it takes a long time, but I was a little frustrated because I have a tracking number, and every single time I tracked my parcel, in the like online tracking service that there is for the post, it would always come back saying that, oh, it's right here, it's located in this facility, and I know where that facility is. It's like about a 45 minute drive from me. It's located in this facility and it will be sent out to you later today. Every single time I looked at my tracking information, that's what it said, and it said that for literally 2 weeks. 2 weeks every single day, I would check just to see. I would be waiting for the package to arrive. I'm so excited for this, right? Unfortunately, it didn't come. It was 2 weeks, then 3 weeks, almost a month. And I got it a few days ago. But yeah, I was just like a little peeved that it took a long time. But honestly, it was well worth the wait. Not necessarily worth the headache, but I think that's my own fault because I put pressure on that package coming because I was just really excited. But basically, oh, sorry, I hit you there. or I hit my phone there. Basically, it comes with this adorable little case for washi tape, and it comes with 5 rolls of washi tape. It comes with this pin, and this pin is so cute. Listen, this pin has an ice cream cone and 2 pink penguins, and they're so cute. It also comes with this pen. This pen has this little shaker thing on top. Okay, so this honestly reminds me of something I could get from Claire's. So, I'm a little peeved that they added this. I also tried writing with it. This is gonna make me sound so bad, but I am actually such a huge snob for writing utensils. Okay, I have my favorites in terms of pens, and I don't normally steer from that because I kind of feel like everything else is inferior, okay? And I paid a good deal of money for this package, and I understand that, you know, they might not be able to add, like, the most, like, quality like ink for this pen. It's also a ballpoint pen. I don't really use ballpoint pens. Okay, but you know, fine. But I am writing hello J, even though I am J, but I'm writing hello J, and this ink, this pen, this ink is so bad. I think that this is just such a bad product because hello, welcome to Rant with Jay, I guess. But I just think that this is such a bad pen because the ink is so thin. It is so unbelievably thin. Normally I write with a 0.7 gel pen, okay? So the ones I'm actually using right now that are my current like ones that I use are the Staples Aura 0.7 ink pens or gel pens. I think they're ink pens. And along with that, I also use the Bic Gelosity 0.7 pens, which are in rainbow colors. Because I like rainbow colors, okay? I like writing with pink every once in a while. I will sometimes would like to dabble in a bit of orange, in a bit of dark green, and a little bit of light blue, okay? I like my variety in terms of colors. This pen, first of all. This little shaker that you can hear? Yeah, this shaker? So annoying when I'm trying to write. Honestly, it looks beautiful. Okay, it looks so pretty because the shaker has little tiny like flowers in it, like supposed to represent sakura flowers. Little itty bitty flowers inside like a ball at the top of the pen. I just think that it looks kind of dumb. And it looks very childish. Like I said, it kind of seems like something I would get from Claire's. Okay? The body of this pen, very bulky. Do not recommend. Like, it's so hard for me to write with this, first of all. Just in terms of, like, the... I guess I just prefer, like, slim pens that have, like, an easy grip to them that just flow right off the page. This I have to actively be gripping, almost. Like, a lot of pens, you just grip. Like, you don't... This is like the most pointless rant I've ever gone on, but like there are some pens where you can just like passively hold, okay? You can just passively grip it. You're not really paying attention because your fingers automatically find like the best place to hold it, right? With this pen, I have to like manually adjust my grip every single, like I have to think about, okay, I need to put this here because this pen is so awkward to hold because it's super thick. It's way thicker than a pen really should be. And I'm not sure why it's so thick because like, I'm genuinely not sure why it's so thick. Like, I guess for aesthetic purposes, but it just makes, again, it just feels like something I could get from, like, Claire's or something, like, it just, or, like, some sort of, like, a kid's, like, a little girl's, like, you know, like, cute pen, like, stationery situation, Because, like, it's so awkward to hold. And it's, like, it feels like it's made for someone to, like, hold while they're, like, when they're, like, younger. Because it's, like, such a thick body pen. Like, how, like, the Crayola washable markers are. Where, like, there's thin versions, you know, of the Crayola markers. But then there's also the thick versions for kids to be able to easily grip. Because if it's too small, then they could lose their grip on it. So I don't like that about this. I also don't like that it is a ballpoint pen. I think that because I did pay a lot of money for this, but it also, like, okay, so in total, my entire order was over $100, okay? Like, this package cost quite a bit. And I understand that I made that, like, there's a bunch of stickers. Like, there's actually not that many stickers. There's, like, 3 packs of stickers in here. You know, there's little goodies, limited edition everything, so I understand. I feel like, why would you skimp out on the pen, though? Because this is something that I could write with. Like, this could have been my new favorite pen. But I'm just so disappointed because it was, like, I'm not usually disappointed by pens because they cost, like, very little. Pens aren't expensive, generally, especially the pens I bought. Like, I bought these Bic ones. I bought, like, these Staples brand ones. They actually don't cost that much, especially because you get such a huge pack of them. Like, I think, like, the Staples ones that I bought, they cost, like, I think they, I don't remember how much they cost because I bought them a couple years ago, and I bought such a big package of them. Like, you don't go through that many pens at one time, so I have a bunch brand new still waiting in my drawer, ready to replace the ones that I've used up. But oh man, this just bothers me so goddamn much because I generally don't use ballpoint pens, but I do use ballpoint pens sometimes, especially if I'm writing things out really messily, because I find with gel pens, with ink pens, I tend to feel like I need to, like, make things look pretty more, but with ballpoint pens, I'm just scribbling, and I tend to use ballpoint pens when I'm writing out, like, my math homework, for example. I'll use a ballpoint pen. I have a specific ballpoint pen that I use. Again, it's just, like, a generic blue and a generic red and a generic black. You know, just, like, that pack of, like, ones that you can get, the blue, black, and red one that, like, you get, like, for pretty cheap, but back to school season. Like, I bought them a couple years ago. I'm still using them. I don't use them all that often. Ballpoint pens tend to last a really long time, in my opinion. Especially compared to ink and gel pens. So I don't mind using a ballpoint pen. And this could have been my favorite new pen, but I think that this has one fatal flaw, okay? I would have been okay with, like, the packaging, okay? I would have been okay with it looking like kind of like it's just, like, really cheap. And because it feels pretty cheap, too, like, this plastic. It's like, ugh. But whatever, like, I don't care. Like, if the pen itself, like, if the ink or, like, the ballpoint, like, situation, if it actually, like, you know, glides on the paper really lovely and it doesn't skip and it doesn't, you know, whatever, like, if it performs well, I would have still used it regardless. I will probably still use this regardless because I hate wasting. I will never waste a pen. I will eventually use all my pens. That's why I'm not buying any more. I only got this because it came with the set, but I don't actually buy any more pens or anything because I do want to use up all of the ones I have. And I don't write nearly enough to do so in my lifetime, I think. Just because, you know, everything's online now. Also, I need another water drink, so please drink water with me again. Alright, okay, but, this pen skips so much, and by skipping, I mean, like, if you, like, draw a line, there will be parts where, like, the ink, like, it's not a continuous line. Like, it kind of, like, the ink kind of breaks up. Like, it, like it, there's, like, little, like, little, like, breaks in the ink, like, flow. So it doesn't, like, draw a straight line completely. Unless I press really hard. But it, with ballpoint pens, if you press really hard, then it will, like, indent the page. You know what I mean? Like, it'll indent it into the next page. At least that's what I find. Just with, like, the ballpoint, like, tip situation. And another thing, I would have been okay. Another thing, this ink, the size of this must be like 0.1 millimeters, okay? I'm used to writing with 0.7, which is the standard, like, typical, like, width, I would say. Because most pens come in 0.7. Most pencils, you know, are 0.7. I feel like 0.7 is a very common width of a pen, at least where I am in, like, North America. But this ink must be 0.1 or 0.3. I don't understand why it's so thin, especially because this, like, if I wanted a thinner pen, I wouldn't use a thin ballpoint pen. Like, thin pens, in my opinion, should be exclusively, like, ink and gel pens. I don't think there should ever be a thin ballpoint, because it'll get to... Because I find that ballpoints are harder to read if they're thinner. Ink pens and gel pens have more substance to them. Like, they have more body to, like, the ink itself. Like, when you write on a page. So you can actually, like, see it easier, I think. This might be, like, the worst rant I've ever gone on, and I'm so sorry, but I just think that it's terrible that this pen is so skippy. I think it's terrible that this pen is, like, so thin and it's a ballpoint. And I think that this packaging itself is just so, like, cheap to me. It's just, it genuinely is so cheap to me. This little thing kind of bugs me whenever I'm writing, because when I tend to write, especially with a ballpoint, I tend to just kind of, like, write as much as I can, like, not really think about things, like, kind of brain dump things, or I'll be, like, doing whatever, and this genuinely distracts me. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm just easily distracted by, like, weird sounds, but this distracts me. Okay, I also realized I've been shaking it around this entire time because I have been holding it, and that's probably been really annoying for you to listen to, so I apologize for that. I put it down on something and it fell off that thing and it went on the desk. That's okay. Sorry about that. But on a lighter note, besides that single thing, okay, everything else in this package, fantastic. Honestly, cannot be more happy about this. The only thing I'm not sure what to do about is I got these memo holders, and I genuinely don't know how to use these. I don't know what they're for. I've never seen this kind of thing before. Because at least with everything else in this package, right? Like, there's, like, a notebook. There's, like, a little, like, there's, like, an envelope to hold your stickers. There's, like, there's a comically large, like paperclip situation. I think it's supposed to be a bookmark, but it's just comically large. It's just comically large. I have, like, a pin, which is super cute. I have the pen. But then, like, you know, like, there's a little, like, keychain that has, like, a photo book keychain. Like, it's a keychain with a book attached to it, and the book has, like, places where you can add tiny photos in. Okay, it's really cute, actually. And the keychain itself, like, normally how keychains are, like, circles, but this keychain is in the shape of the sakura, and it's just so pretty. And then there's, like, the really cute washi tapes with the washi tape holder, and honestly, I love these washi tapes. They're so cute, especially, obviously, I love the purple one. But I also really like the one with, like, the desserts. I think that one's super cute as well. But honestly, all of these washi tapes are really fun, really interesting. They're all different, like, styles. Like, there's different styles of washi tape. There's, like, paper washi tape. There's, there's clear washi tape. There's, like, there's washi tape that's, like, more transparent. There's washi tape that's, like, more, like, opaque. Like, there's different kinds of washi tape. I'm not... I'm saying all this like I'm the expert, but I'm not, okay? I don't know half the stuff that's coming out of my mouth right now. But I do know that I don't like this pen. That's the only thing I don't like. I love the box that this comes in, by the way. This box is pretty bulky, okay? It is bulky, and I will not deny that. But I think it's really cute. I think it could pass for, like, a book, because that's kind of what the aesthetic is for this. It's like a book. I could put it on a bookshelf. I don't own a bookshelf, but... I do own a bookshelf, but my bookshelves are, like, downstairs. They're not, like, in my room. But, you know, it's fine. It looks cute sitting on my desk. And the back of this... the back of the box that everything comes in, it says that today is that warm spring day when the cherry blossoms bloom and the picnic blankets are spread, when bentos brimming with treats are shared and the world is covered in petals. This hanami or flower viewing, I was right, it doesn't mean flower viewing party. This hanami flower viewing party is exclusively for you with love from Sticky Club. And yeah, I just think that this is really cute. That's my product review, I guess, of that single pen. I haven't really done anything else with everything else. Yeah, so I just think that this is such a pretty box. It's very bulky, but I think it's really nice. I think that the products inside, as far as I can see, good quality, worth your money, except for that pen, but you know, whatever. Would I recommend this? Probably not, because I don't think you need these items. Even if you do, like, collect, like, things, I don't think you need this necessarily, unless you're like me, and you, like, are, like, you love stationery, okay? Like, if you're just like, oh, I kind of want something that's cute, go and buy something else, boo. Go and buy, like, a cute, like, little, like, Pusheen or something, okay? Like, but, yeah, I don't know. This is cute. I like it. I'm putting it back on the corner of my desk. And, yeah, those are the three things that I got from Sticky Club, in the last, like, 2 weeks. I really like them all. Except for that pen. But you know, it's fine. I'll still use the pen, so it's okay. It is okay. I genuinely did not anticipate this turning into, like, such a rant. But it became a rant, and it, oh my god, this message is, like, almost 40 minutes long. you know what? That's okay. but yeah, so I will go. My throat is, like, feeling a little icky right now. So I will go and make myself some tea, probably. And cozy up in bed and get a good night's sleep. But I hope that you enjoyed listening to me rant. Unintentionally turned into a rant audio. So I hope you listen to me rant. I mainly just wanted to express my love for stationery, and I didn't really get through, I don't think, but that's okay. I will, probably bring it up at some point again in the future, but yes, that is all for me. Thank you so much for listening, and I love you. I truly do. I love you so much, babe. yeah. I'll talk to you later, baby. Bye. 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 Okay. Yeah, bye. Oh my god, I do this every time. I cannot find the freaking stop button, even though it's the same every time. Ah, okay, bye.